The Steelers Nation is in mourning this morning.
The fans, we gave them so much to enjoy and cheer for this year, but to lose this at home, I know that a lot of them, not a lot, there'll be some that say, "It's okay, you know, we had a great season, thanks for the ride," but a lot of them are disappointed like we are. It wasn't enough.
The Pittsburgh Steelers will spend this week cleaning out lockers and doing exit interviews with the coaching staff after a disappointing day at Heinz Field brought the season to an end.
The emotions in the locker room, somber to say the least. Here's Antonio Brown.
Really disheartening. You know, I think every year we get so close and can't quite seem to get the job done. And you know, that's what's so sad about the journey. You know, you come so close. And you can't get over the weather of the storm, so that's what makes it hard. So you got a bunch of men committed to a great cause and putting in a lot of hard work, and just fell short of everything.
Cornerback Joe Hayden.
This is not how we planned at all, ending our season, you know, but it is what it is.
Defensive captain Cam Hayward.
You know, you punch your ticket, but then you don't take care of business at home. You tip your hat to them. They did more things right than we did right.
Coach Mike Tomlin.
We didn't get it done. We didn't play well enough today. We didn't coach well enough today. The effort was there. The resolve was there. But just not enough detail execution to win.
The Steelers got in catch-up mode early on when the Jags marched downfield with an opening drive. The defense just could not stop.
Fourth and goal for Jacksonville. They had it in front of Fournette. Fournette goes airborne. Touchdown, Jaguars.
Ian Eagle and the call from CBS. An interception led to another touchdown, and the Jags would score again. And before they knew it, the Jags had a 21-0 lead. Steelers defensive lineman Tyson Alualu.
You know, they're the number one rushing team, and we didn't do enough to stop them. So we, you know, let them get going early. I don't know.
The Steelers' offense did respond in a pretty big way.
Roethlisberger steps, fires, end zone. It's caught! Antonio Brown! Touchdown, Steelers!
But then came this.
Roethlisberger, ball, top three, rolling around, and it's scooped up the speed of Telvin Smith. Goodbye! Touchdown, Jaguars!
Still, the Steelers' offense hung in there and had some memorable success.
Fourth and 11 for Pittsburgh. Four receiver set. Roethlisberger pump. Roethlisberger throws. Looking. End zone. Over the shoulder. Martavis Bryant hauls it in for the touchdown.
And in the third period.
First time in the red zone today. This is a third and nine for Pittsburgh. Balance on this drive. Steelers trail 28-14. Roethlisberger lofts it. Juggle. Touchdown. Le'Veon Bell at the grab.
But moments like those were of little consolation to Bell in the postgame locker room.
A couple plays I feel like, you know, we didn't make happen, you know, when we could have. You know, the Jaguars ended up making a play. And I think, you know, earlier in the game, a couple of those fourth and ones, you know, even like sometimes where, you know, guys are kind of dropping the ball. It may not have been a perfect ball by Ben, but it's catchable, you know, and those are the catches that we need.
Or as Coach Tomlin put it, those moments went to the Jags.
They made those plays.
There's been a lot of talk about why the Steelers did not use the quarterback sneak on fourth and short and turn the ball over on downs. Here's Ben.
Kind of over my head when it comes to why we don't do it. It's, you know, I'm not going to sit here and second guess why don't we quarterback sneak. I don't know how many years it's been since we ran a quarterback sneak.
Coach Tomlin's view on those fourth down calls?
I felt comfortable with that. You know, they packed the A's and the B's. Obviously, wasn't comfortable with the result. We didn't execute it well enough. They did, you know. And I guess, you know, you got to acknowledge that, man.
And while we're talking about second-guessing decisions, with less than 2 minutes to go in the game, the Steelers went for an onside kick rather than kicking the ball downfield and letting the defense get the ball back. Coach Tomlin's view on that decision.
You know, we wanted to get the ball back, you know. We hadn't stopped them convincingly enough to take any other approach, in my opinion, and it was my decision.
That onside kick led to the decisive field goal for Jacksonville. But even then, the Steelers didn't quit. scoring a final touchdown with only a second on the clock.
The way I look at that is that nobody quit, and literally to the last second of the game, nobody stopped, nobody quit, nobody gave up, and that's what makes me proud of this team and young guys and the linemen. Just, I mean, having the block over and over and over, and working down the field, knowing that you score a touchdown there at the end, and it's basically irrelevant, but nobody quit, and that just, I think, it speaks volumes for who this team is.
And speaking of the offensive line, Ben decided to put the question of his retirement to rest immediately.
I don't know about contracts and who's coming back, but I know the guys up front are, and that makes it good for me. And so I look forward to next year with those guys.
Well, that's good for us. And Le'Veon Bell is talking about next year, too.
No, I'm just a player, you know what I mean, unfortunately. So hopefully, you know, we get a lot of people back, you know, make a run next year. You know, I know we got the talent. You know, I know we got a lot of, you know, great players in this locker room, a lot of young players. You know, TJ was a great, you know, pick.
But for now, it's the sting of disappointment and goals unachieved. Linebacker Vince Williams.
It's super disappointing. I felt like we failed everybody. I felt like we failed the city of Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? This ain't, I failed Ryan. That's my best friend. I felt like I felt my best friend and Mr. Rooney. You know, we had a lot of expectations this season. We had a lot of hype. We had a lot of buzz generated. And to come out here in the second round at home in front of Hines, in front of everybody we care about and everybody that loves us and fail, you know, that feels like.
Leading tackler safety Sean Davis was at a loss for words.
I don't know what to call it, man. None of us is prepared for this. I wasn't prepared for this talk. It's just tough.
Artie Burns says the loss hurts and he doesn't want that pain to go away.
Just fuel it. Fuel it in my training, you know, fuel it every day, fuel it in camp, you know, OTAs, rookie mini camp, you know, just have this driving force for next year.
Guard David DeCastro.
It ends pretty fast, you know, I mean, no one plans for this, obviously. Like I said, it ends quick and it's tough. It's on a good run there.
And it's over.
Well, it's not over. The Steelers will have more representatives at the Pro Bowl in 2 weeks than any other team in football.
Well, that's true.
Including David DeCastro.
Maybe we'll watch that game after all.